From the Ravel Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 984th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry tonight, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubbs.
Hey, Mr. Bluebird, come
stay with me.
And you can build your nest, my best apple tree.
Bring Mr. Sunshine along with you.
Ain't seen that friend of mine since all my dreams fell through. I've been so lonesome that I could die. And tears like raindrops keep falling from my eyes.
So, Mr. Bluebird, please be a friend.
And teach this blue, blue heart mine to sing again. Oh, Billy Bird, I've been so lonesome that I could die. And tears like raindrops keep falling from my eyes.
So, Mr. Bluebird, please be a friend.
And teach this blue, blue heart of mine to sing again.
And teach this blue, blue heart of mine to sing again.
Thank you, neighbors. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Grant Turner, lead off with a list of tonight's entertainers, will you?
All set and ready to go, Ernest. Well, first of all, we got Rod Brasfield and Miss June Carter.
And the Jordanaires and old String Bean.
Yes, and Tommy Jackson is fiddling and all the opera square dancers.
And our special guest, Miss Jean Shepherd. Well, sir, but right now it's time to introduce that funny man from Hohenwald, Tennessee, Mr. Rodney Brasfield.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. That was fine music. Howdy, Mr. Ernest Tubb.
Hi, Rodney.
Doggone, it's good to see you.
Well, it's good to see you,
Ain't
Rod.
Seen you in a long time. Hey, Ernest.
Yeah?
Do you know why a hen lays an egg?
No, Rod. Why?
If she dropped it, she'd bust it.
Oh. Hey,
E.T., you ought to have been down Hornwall with me last week, boy. I went fishing and I caught 35 trout.
You caught 35 trout?
35 trout. I caught them on the trout line.
No, trout.
I was kidding. I mean trot line.
You caught 35 trout on a trot line.
Yeah, I caught 35. Boy, they was all just about the same size. Fine, just looking.
Yeah, kind of small, weren't they? Say, Rod, you caught 35 trout, huh?
35. Uh-huh. I caught that one.
Say,
one.
You see this badge here?
Yeah, what is it?
You know what that means?
What does it mean?
It means that I happen to be the fish game warden of this county.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm the fish and game warden of this county.
Ernest, you see that badge?
Yeah, I'm just what
that
in the world
means
does that
I'm,
mean?
That there means I'm the biggest liar in Tennessee.
Oh.
Ernest, you got a cold too, ain't you?
Yeah, I sure have.
We both slept under a wagon bed last night. Somebody moved it for a morning. Hey, A.T.,
yeah.
Have you seen my gal Susie lately?
Not lately, Rodney.
Oh, that gal has lost so much weight. You know how big and fat she used to be.
Yeah.
She's lost so much weight that she is just getting prettier and prettier and prettier every day.
Oh, she is.
Oh, lovely woman.
Oh, lovely, honey.
Lovely. Lovely. I love that Susie. I just, every time I get around her, I get goose pimples.
Rodney, I know that you're supposed to love Susie, but I want to tell you something, Rodney. You know, Susie is an old-fashioned girl, and if you really want to win Susie's love, you're going to have to sort of go about it in an old-fashioned type way.
Yeah, I know that, E.T. I know that.
Oh, you figured it out, huh?
Yeah, I'll tell you what I done the other day.
Yeah?
I sent her 12 red roses.
Now, that's what I was talking about. Now, that's the way to court her.
Yeah.
That's the way to win her.
Oh, I sent her them red roses. They was pretty, I'm telling you.
Did you like them, Rod?
Yeah, she just had a fit over them.
I knew she would.
Yeah, when she opened the box and looked at them, she said, "Oh, Rodney, them's just beautiful."
Uh-huh.
Says, they look, there's still some dew on them.
I'll steal some dew on them.
I said, yeah, about 35 cents.
Oh.
I'll have them paid for next Saturday. Hey, Ernest, I took Susie. I had a date with her night before last.
Yeah.
And I took her out here to the fairgrounds, that big carnival that's going on out there.
Oh, yeah.
And me and her went through that tunnel of love, you know. That tunnel of love.
Oh, brother, I know what you mean. Boy. Went through the tunnel of love. Rod.
Yeah.
Rod, did you have a lot of fun?
Are you kidding? Did I have fun in that tunnel of love?
Hey, Rod, what happened? What happened?
You know what? My boat beat hers in by a minute and a half.
Oh.
Hey, Mr. Tubb.
Yeah, Rod.
I've got to go and see about Susie. She come up here to Nashville with me today.
Uh-huh.
I've got to go and see if I can find her. She got lost in the supermarket somewhere trying to save stamps or something.
Rodney, I wish you wouldn't rush off.
Well, I got to go, but before I go... It's hot tonight, ain't it?
Boy, you can say that again.
My
brother.
Face is leaking. Before I go, could I say just a little dab of poetry that I wrote this morning?
I think it would be all right, Rod. Just what kind of poetry? Now, let
well,
us hear
it. Here it is. Here it is, E.T. Roses are red and violets are pink.
Rod. What? Just a second now. You got that wrong. Roses are red and violets are blue. That's an old poem name.
No, E.T., you got it wrong. This one here goes like this. Roses are red and violets are pink.
Just how do you know they're pink?
Because I seen them hanging on the clothesline this morning.
Oh. Oh, me, no matter how often I see and talk with Rod, I always learn something. It may not be worth much, but at least it's different. And speaking of things different, a while back a lovely young lady who sings a song just a little bit different than anyone else joined the Grand Ole Opry. And all you good neighbors out there took her right straight to your hearts. So right now, here she is now, our guest for the evening, lovely Jean Shepherd. Jean, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, honey. And by the way, may I say that that outfit you're wearing tonight really is becoming. You're as pretty as a picture.
Well, thank you, Ernest. I'm glad you like it.
Say, by the way, Jean, I understand also that you bought yourself a little farm here lately. How are things going out
just
there
fine,
for you?
Just fine, and we had the pleasure of playing in Chincoteague, Virginia, and I was presented with a little Shetland colt, 2 months old, by Mr. Montgomery Dukes of Salisbury, Maryland. The Montgomery Dukes Pony Farm's up there.
Oh, I heard something about that. They say he's real cute, and you have the proper place for him now, too. By the way, I also understand that you've got a great new song recorded for the Capital People, and that it's going real good all over the country.
Well, it's a little early to tell, Ernest, but let's keep our fingers crossed.
Well, suppose that you let all the folks out there hear it and sort of decide for themselves. Here she is, neighbors, Miss Jean Shepherd, with her latest recording, a beautiful song entitled The Secret of Life.
The secret of life is simple. It's as old as the stars up above. But I've just discovered the answer. The secret of life is love. My life has been lost and empty, with no one to care for me, till you came along and you gave me a love forever to keep. My cup runneth over, my life's just begun. You'll always be with me, no matter what may come. But if fate should intrude tomorrow and end this dream come true, I'll always be thankful I discovered the secret of life and you.
Secret of life.
I know I've discovered the answer.
Grant Turner, how you been standing this hot weather we've been having lately, buddy?
Oh, no strain at all, Ernest. Hot weather doesn't bother me. The higher the temperature, the easier I take things. I just get comfortable and I don't worry.
Well, when you come right down to it, Grant, I guess comfort is the key to easy living. It's like smoking your pipe loaded with good Prince Albert. You know, Prince Albert does give a man the most comfortable smoke he can get.
Well, it sure does, Ernest, and there's a lot of reasons. First off, PA's always fresh, and it's crimp cut, so it burns even and slow, gives a man a cool smoke.
And that special Prince Albert process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of the fine tobacco. So PA always tastes good.
Yes, Macon's men like PA, too. In an OCB paper, PA rolls easy, smokes smooth and mellow.
So pipe smoker or Macon man, relax. Enjoy a cool, tasty, comfortable smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. And now here's Tommy Jackson, his fiddle, and the Opera Square dancers all set to do some fancy stepping to an old-timer called Sally Gooden. Tommy, come on in here, boy. Thank you, Tommy. You know, neighbors, it's always a pleasure for me when I come to this part of the show, because it's hymn time. And for tonight, we've selected one of the really greats. I know everybody out there knows it, so join in with me while I try to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. Our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. So faithful, who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you. Thank you so much, neighbors. Well, tonight we've got a real treat in store for you. It's all the famous Jardineers getting together to do Don Gibson's big hit song, Oh, Lonesome Me, the Jardineers.
Everybody's going out and having fun. I'm just a boo for staying home and having none. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. A bad mistake I'm making by just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun and paint the town. A lovesick fool is blind and just can't see. Oh, lonesome me.
Well, I guess she's not like me. She's about a fancy brew. Flirting with the boys with all her charm. But I still love her so. And brother, don't you know, I'd welcome her right back here in my arms.
Well, there must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues. Forget about the past and find somebody new.
I thought of everything for me to see.
lonesome me. Oh, lonesome me.
Thank you, Jardineers. Thanks a whole lot. You know, you fellows sound like Don Gibson with four different voices. But now it's time that we turn the tables and had a little more humor on the show. So here she is, my favorite girlfriend, Mommy Maybelle Carter's little chick, Miss June Carter.
Hi, June. Hello there, old Texas 2x4.
Well, good to see you, Junie. I don't know now. You go talk like...
It ain't good to see you, Knothead.
Now, what's the matter, Junie?
I said hello with a nice, big, friendly smile on my face, but I'm mad at you. Plumb clean down to the toenail.
Now, June, hon, what are you mad about tonight?
It was last week. You went and got me a date with that... What you call him, whatever it was.
Well, honey, I was just trying to do you a favor.
Well,
you
never done it. He got me out in the car all by myself, and then he'd clutch at my neck, and I'd break away. And he'd clutch at my arm, and I'd break away. He'd clutch at my wrist, and I'd break away. His clutch was all right, but my brake was a-slipping.
Oh.
I didn't like him. I just wanted you to know I didn't like
June,
him.
June, now just a minute, honey. You should have liked him because, after all, he's a self-made man.
Well, what'd he have to make himself like that for?
Oh.
You're deceiving. He was fat. That was what was wrong with him. He was fat.
He was too big?
He was too big, ain't the word. He was half as big as this round auditorium.
Now, Junie, honey, you didn't want a toothpick, did you?
No, but I didn't want a whole lumber yard, neither. He, on top of being fat, it wasn't just that. He's tall. You know where he is now?
No, where is he, June?
He's over yonder sitting on a new bridge, dangling his feet in the Cumberland River.
Oh, now, June, I think you're stretching this just a little bit.
I'm just tired of you getting me these awful-looking fellas, and I've got to do something about it. I'm going to tell you a few things.
Listen, I'm going to tell you a few things. I've had all this yakking from you I want. You're about to drive me plumb crazy, honey.
Red Foley's done beat me too bad. Now, sir, I'm mad at Billy Bird, too.
You're mad at Billy?
Yes, sir.
Now, what has Billy done?
Well, I'm going to tell you that in a few minutes. Did you say you was crazy?
No, I said you was about to drive me crazy, honey, with
you
all this yak.
Well, I'll ask you a few questions.
Well, I'm not crazy now, but
well,
go ahead and ask the
questions. Well, we'll see where you are or not.
All right.
Do you go out late at night?
Oh, now, June, you know I don't. To bed every night at 8 o'clock.
Well, do you run around with women?
Oh, absolutely not. What's the matter with you?
Well, do you drink whiskey?
Oh, June, that is ridiculous.
Well, no wonder you're crazy, then.
Oh,
you don't. I'm mad at Billy Bird. You see, he saw me with this boy that you sent me out with.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote a poem about it.
You wrote a poem about Billy?
Yeah.
All right, just read it to him. He's standing over there right now.
Billy Bird has girls aplenty. They follow him by the score. He sits around and waits a while, and here comes a whole bunch more. He called my boyfriend a drip. 'Twas just for a breather, but that's all right, 'cause Billy Bird's washer ain't been on too tight here lately, neither.
Oh. Hey, Rodney, come over here just a minute. Rod, say, what in the world are you so happy about, Rod?
June just killed me, boy. Mr. Ernest Tubb, I'll admit I ain't handsome, and I know I ain't got much money, but I have got something that's really great. My old pipe and a tin full of Prince Albert smoking tobacco, buddy, when I light up, I get the coolest, tastiest, most comfortable smoke in the world.
Yes, sir, you and everybody else that smokes PA, Rod. You know, PA is always fresh, and it's crimp cut, so it burns even and packs right.
Yeah, and Prince Albert tastes so good, Ernest. That's because that special PA process locks in all the natural flavor and goodness of that fine tobacco.
Yes, sir, PA's great for making men, too, Rod. Rolls easy, stays put. So pipe smoker or making man, get mild, mellow, tasty, comfortable smoking with Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow, P.A.
And now here's our lovely guest back once more, and this time with her own version of a great song made famous by a number of other entertainers a few years back. Miss Jean Shepherd with Sweet Temptation.
Oh, sweet temptation, that's what you are to me.
you occupy my dreams. Well, maybe I've got lots of hidden charms you'd find if you just hold me in your arms. But you're just sweet temptation, a diamond in the rough. You make it awful tough for me. Sweet temptation, the most delicious peach, is always out of reach, they say. Sweet temptation, you smile and pass me by, but still you occupy my dream. Now someday you may get a big surprise by someone who will make you realize that you're just diamond in the rough. You make it awful tough for me.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Jean Shepherd. Now then, we've got to get on with things, and the best fella I know to get on with things is our next entertainer. His legs are a little stubby, or maybe that's just because his pants are so short. Anyway, here he is, that great singer and banjo picker from the great state of Kentucky, the old Kentucky wonder, String Bean. How about it, huh?
John Henry went up on the mountain, and he looked down the other side. Oh, the mountain was so tall, old John was so small. Lord, he laid down that hammer and he cried, Lord, Lord. Yeah, he laid down that hammer and he cried. John Henry hammered in the mountain, till his hammer caught on fire. Oh, the very last word that John Henry said, give me a cool drink of water before I die, Lord, Lord. Give me a cool drink of water before I die. John Henry said to his captain, I'm a Tennessee man, and before I let that steam drill beat me down, I'll die with that hammer in my hand, Lord, Lord. Yeah, die with a hammer in my hand. I talk about John Henry as much as you please. Say and do all that you can. I never was born in his United States. Lord, another state is still driving man. Lord, Lord. Yeah, another state is still driving man. Lord, I feel so unnecessary. I dug John Henry to the graveyard, and I laid him down in the sand. And every time that train rolled by, the sailor lay that steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. I lay that steel-driving man.
Yes, sir, John Henry, just in case you missed the title, neighbors, played by the one and only String Bean. Thank you, String. Thanks a
whole
lot.
Say, Ernest, I hate to break in right here, but I've had a request to get a little information for me. Where have you been lately, and what have you got planned for the future?
Well, Grant, all the Texas troubadours and myself have been making some personal appearances throughout the country and up in Canada. However, the rest of this week we'll be at home and plan on making some new deck of records.
Well, good, Ernest. Say, how about singing your latest deck of recording for the folks? Here he is, neighbors, Ernest Tubb, the Texas troubadour himself, with his latest hit record, Half a Mind.
I don't love you like I used to do, but I'm afraid to tell you so. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. Words to tell you just don't come to me. Guess my courage is too slow. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. Oh, buddy, I'm sad. To blame, but now's the time I need to know. I've got half a mind to leave you, but only half the heart to go. Well, that's the signal for us to get out of here, neighbors. It was sure swell to have you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. Next week, Porter Wagner will be the head man with Benny Martin as his special guest. Be sure and be listening, won't you? Now, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks a million for everything. Remember to be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors. And we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So have a Camel. Have a real smoke. So rich in flavor, mild all the way. No wonder it's the number one smoke. In the USA. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
More people smoke Camels today than any other cigarette of any kind. The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. Taste a real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. It was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.